The review of the county's master transportation plan includes several key elements, including the plan for traffic flow itself, as well as how to pay for any improvements. County Engineer Kent Wilkerson says a lot of the big transportation projects happening now in the county are UDOT projects that primarily serve to keep traffic flowing in Kimball Junction.
The county has spent quite a bit of time and effort and money, especially in trying to keep the traffic in the Snyderville Basin flowing. You've seen all the new roundabouts, the new route to the Olympic Park.
To plan for future traffic flows, Wilkerson says they use a method called micro-simulation.
You actually see cars moving down the highway. Those micro-simulations are very technical and detailed and help us give a very good feel for what we need to do in the future.
Their focus areas are those where traffic currently gets clogged.
The Kimball Junction area, our four roundabouts that are now operating in the area, as well as the Ute and New Park, Olympic Park 224 intersections, and include especially the SPUI or the single point urban interchange over I-80.
He says the county works with UDOT to solve the problems created in these areas, especially during the ski season. Along with the solutions, he says, comes the impact fees.
The amount of the impact fee charged is a model based on state code for what impact fees are charged, and they have to be very carefully charged. Nothing more than what is proportional to their use of the system. In other words, if you generate traffic, then the fee is charged based on what that fee, the amount of traffic you generate, is.
He says impact fees are examined each time a new business moves in an existing building.
The business that moves out has generated, say, 10 peak hour trips, and the new one comes in and generates 10 or fewer peak hour trips, no fee is charged. But if the new business generates, say, 15, they pay for the difference only.
Then, says Wilkerson, the capital facilities plan lays out how to fund the improvements.
The current total in the current ordinance is $152 million between now and 2030, part of which is already passed. But of that, only $52 million is the county's portion. The rest of it's state, federal. We're actually helping UDOT define what we want in our community through these documents.
He says other transportation plans in a broader area, including the rest of Summit and Wasatch counties, are part of the discussion, as well as the Wasatch Summit, a plan for the whole Wasatch. Wilkerson says some recent local changes should help traffic flow for this winter.
Many of us have seen the dual lefts that have come off of New Park and Olympic Park, just implemented by UDOT last week. We're going to be adding a median to it. That will actually help give more green time, if you will, to the traffic flowing in and out.
That's County Engineer Kent Wilkerson. The Snyderville Basin Planning Commission looks at the master plan in Tuesday's meeting beginning at 6 p.m. at the Richland Services Building at Kimball Junction. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.